A field of dreams. You see, this parable of the sower has been called the parable of the parables. It's like a marquee. Oh, it stands at the beginning of the 13th chapter of the book of Gospel of Matthew. It's there. The setting of the parable likewise suggests its importance, as if to look back to the calling of the first disciples. Jesus tells this parable. He is beside the sea, and the great crowds gather around him. So crowded it is in the shore that Jesus uses a boat as a pulpit. He gets out of the way and he stands within the boat and he begins to speak. Jesus tells us, Matthew tells us what Jesus says, that he told them things in parables. Stories. He put stories to it. He helped them to relate it to what was going on. And at this moment, however, he tells them only one parable, the parable of the sower. You see, the gravity of this parable is, Jesus' thinking is accented by the word listen. Listen, it says it has an exclamation point. Listen. Here is something very important. Here is a must-hear story that could easily be dismissed in these words today. So important in our listening that Jesus ends the parable with the admonition, let anyone with ears listen. So we shall listen. As the story goes, a farmer, as we know, sows his field with seeds. Unlike modern farming of today, the techniques that plow and disc the ground before sowing, first century farmers didn't do all that. They cast seeds over the unplowed ground, and then they turned the seeds into the dirt later. Now, this farmer had a particular pesky plot of land. Between plantings, as the field would just lay there, nothing in it, travelers would use his field, and they wore paths the length and breadth of the land. They would walk across his property to get to where they were going because it was an easy access. Now, the sown seeds on the path seemed as to serve up a meal to the birds, the fowl of the air. Those come quickly. They would quickly devour the seeds with not so much as a thank you to the poor old farmer. You see, but sometimes seeds landed on rocky ground, and it would spring up quickly, and just as quickly it would wither away because it had no root. It would come up spindly. Have you ever heard someone say, look at that old spindly thing over there, ain't it going to make it? And just as soon as the sun comes out, like it has this week, they pretty much wither and fall away. Still other seeds fell upon the thorns, all among the brambles, the things that hurt, and the thorns grew up and they choked it out. There was not enough room. And yes, a portion of the seeds fell on good soil and they brought forth grain. Some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Well, now, if you've ever farmed any, you know if you get something 100-fold, it's beyond anything. It's wow. It's thank you, Lord. If you can get something 60-fold, that's pretty good too. 30-fold, when some people aren't getting even 10% back. So the ground was producing, and the farmer was happy. Now, here is a story that is colored by generosity, but shaped by confusion. You know, we're generous, the Lord gives us back, but then people are a bit confused. Who would seem to waste such precious seeds and hard work knowing so much would be lost? Is farming an exact endeavor? No. It's pretty much a gamble, is what people call it. It's also something of faith. Because some years you have bounty upon bounty upon bounty, and some years it's pretty lean. Some years you do the same thing that you've done, just like you've done for years, and you have the most beautiful stuff, and then some years you're like, it didn't do it. It just didn't make, it didn't do it well. And it's nothing that you've done wrong, it's just the way things happen. So it's not an exact thing. It's something that people have faith. They have faith when they begin to farm. They have to have faith throughout that time. And they have to have faith and thanksgiving when the harvest comes. You see, people question farmers. They think they're crazy. I say, I wouldn't do it. It's crazy. You're losing. You're throwing stuff away. You see, we are greatly helped in understanding this parable today by the fact that Jesus offers an interpretation to us in verses 18 through 23. He says, like a mirror held up to the story, our Lord's interpretation suggests to you and I that there are four kinds of soil in the parable that represent four kinds of people in the human family. Is there another interpretation? You see, in my judgment today, I would say our Lord's interpretation gives clear focus to the many kinds of people in the gospel story and in our world today who have heard the word, respond in a variety of ways, but could the field represent just one person in which all four types of soil are within that person? It seems that we can find within this story today, all of us are on a path. We can find those people that are on a path. We can find those people that are on rocky ground. We can find those people who live amongst the thorns. And we can find those people who live in good soil. You see, the path could represent today the worn road of life, where because we travel them so much, there is not much chance that the Word will grow. Sometimes we've done it so much, we think we know everything, that we can't learn anything else. We know it all. So the Word doesn't affect us. We feel like, oh, I just go because I'm supposed to go. It's okay. I sit there, I listen. I get entertained every now and then. I don't get a lot out of it. You see, we travel that road so much, there's not so much chance that we're going to grow. Jobs, hobbies, habits, long-term loyalties, both political and social, often find little place for the Word. Oh, the rocky ground might well be those parts of our lives that quickly welcome the good news. Have you ever seen somebody just get so excited about something? They just are on fire, they're running around. Everything is excited, it's new. Life has hardened us. We long for good things to happen where there has only been difficulty. You see, sometimes we find all of a sudden we spring up quickly. We're so excited. But then when there's not anything else there to make us joyous and happy, we tend to fall by the wayside. We tend to not be excited about things anymore. And lots of times we tend to blame other people for our situation that we're in. The thorns may be that part of our lives where sin, prejudice, indifference, or just being complacent, we become comfortable. Simply choke out God's Word, the good news. You know, it's just, we're there. Everything around us, we're not having any of it. So much other things we have allowed. But you know what? But in all of us, there is far more good soil than we first imagine. In that good soil, guess what? God can bring forth a good and bountiful crop. God can bring so much more than we ever imagined. What is this parable saying? This parable says that there exists within us all a field of dreams that, having received the gospel of Jesus Christ, can and will bring forth a bountiful harvest. It can. It's there for all of us, within each and every one. There's that place. There's that good soil. There's that place that we can experience, we can grow, we can nurture ourselves, we can cultivate the soil. Cultivate that soil and watch the gospel grow within our lives. Within your life and my life, we can see it happen. All we have to do is continue to believe, continue to be the sower, continue to allow those seeds to fall, to be the one to don't give up whenever something falls and doesn't do right, to continue to cultivate the soil and to allow something good to grow. We all have that field of dreams within us. It's what we choose to do with it. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you so much this day for your word. I thank you, Lord, for your Son, our Savior, who gave us this word so that we could share it with the world around us, so that we could in turn believe it within our heart, our soul, our spirit, allow it to soar. Allow us, Lord, to always have that spirit about us, to be able to find the goodness in those around us, to be able to see the things that are happening, to be able to fulfill our own heart, to allow, Lord, it to grow stronger and stronger, to allow not only that faith to get bolder and bolder, but to not only that, but to be enrich our spirit so that we can share your word with others, that we can be that living example that all who come forth. So, Lord, we know that the bounty will be plentiful. If it's 30%, 60%, 100%, it's a bounty, it's a goodness, it's a return. But Lord, it's what we do with it, no matter what, it's what we do with it. It's how we spend it, it's how we share it, it's how we invest it into those around us. So Lord, continue this day to allow us to be that blessing for someone else. Allow us to be that field of dreams. Allow us to have it within our heart to share. Be with us now, for it is in your Son's name we pray. Amen.